better listen very carefully.
A good martial artist does not become tense, but ready.
Essentially, at this point, the fight is over.
So you pretty much flow with the goal.
Who is worthy to be trusted with the secret to limitless power?
I'm ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's show is brought to you by Parry Athletics, the best pair of training shorts in the game. They do rashies, they do shirts, but what I love is they have shorts for you to roll in as well as shorts for you to chill in. I love them because they're so multi-purpose and they look awesome. Now, you can get your hands on these and you get 20% off with the code BULLETPROOF20 at checkout. Get yours today. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another Bulletproof for BJJ podcast. We love it when you come and listen to us. It is the pleasure and the best part of our day is being able to do a podcast and be able to share with you guys. And it's great when you give us feedback. We love that. A lot of people giving us comments, people writing us messages. It's amazing. And people often say, how can we help you out? And that's such a nice thought. We thought about it and this is how you can help us. We'd love you to subscribe, but also follow. If you're listening to this on audio, give us a 5-star rating. That helps us by sharing this content with more people. Spotify, iTunes, they see that and they go, yeah, people like these guys, more people should get a hold of this. So that is how you can help us and we'd appreciate it. Thank you. BJJ will be bigger than MMA. Oh, controversial.
Oh, wow.
But MMA is so popular. People love it so much. How can you say BJJ will be more popular than MMA? How's that possible? This is how, my friends, I'm going to bring it up. I was listening to the history of the UFC and also the evolution of Dana White and how he became who he is. It's pretty interesting, you know, he's a determined human. And no one would have said back in 1996 that the UFC would be a billion-dollar entertainment property. It was struggling. It wasn't making money at all. And even when they had the Ultimate Fighter, the UFC was like borderline bankrupt. Like the Fertitta brothers were pouring millions of dollars into it to keep it afloat. And then it just hit an inflection point and started to get more and more popular. And here we are. We all love it. But there's a few things that I want to point out about BJJ that people are probably not appreciating. One, the rise of the ADCC to be what it is now. Recently, I've been seeing a lot of... Have you been seeing the clips, Joe, of, like, people just competing in ADCC comps, which are not selections? Like, here's the 14-year-old's division, and here's this kid doing a savage flying triangle.
I haven't noticed that specifically, but, yeah, it seems there's, like, no-gi events going on left, right, and center.
Super fights?
Yep.
Money?
Yep.
Craig Jones...
Children?
Children fighting to the death in a grappling format? Craig Jones competing at a full contact karate tournament in Mexico.
That was odd. It's on brand for Craig.
It was perfect.
Yeah.
Because he gets to party in Mexico. You know, YouTube celebrities that are jiu-jitsu related. Jiu-jitsu just coming in on all kinds of levels. Zuckerberg's doing it. Bloody politicians are doing it. Everyone's doing jiu-jitsu. And what is so interesting to me, and this is why I'm saying this thing, my friends. Everybody loves to watch MMA, but almost no one actually trains MMA at a high level. Like people do it at an amateur level.
Yeah.
But it's not something that people ever pursue to a professional point. Whereas if you look at the number of people who are doing jiu-jitsu full-time, it's a lot of people. It's a lot more people.
That observation is not altogether strange, though, in terms of most, in fact, all big spectator sports are spectated by people that generally don't play that sport.
No, I would say football, like soccer, football. There's as many people in the world playing it as watching it. Like it is the world sport, even though people don't like to admit it. And our American...
Wait, so you're saying then everyone that's in the stadium when you're looking at those...
Not everyone.
...mad characters, they're all players?
I would say they've all played at some point in their life. You look at a UFC event... I'm not saying any of those guys are doing...
I don't know, maybe.
No, there's just more... The biggest sport in the world is soccer or football, depending on what part of the world you're in, to call it whatever you want to call it. Kicking a ball with your feet, the round ball.
And the head.
Doots. Yeah. Ooh, a bit of that, bit of the goalkeeper. Hey.
Fucking God's game.
It's amazing. What I believe is, and this is just what I'm seeing, there is a lot more professional jiu-jitsu going on right now than there ever has been in terms of people earning money. Like good, like people taking home 10 grand for one fight. You know what I mean? Like back in the day, if you were fighting the Pride tournament, like you were fighting Mark the Smashing Machine Kerr,
yeah,
you had to fight three or four dudes to the death in one night to make 10 G's.
Yeah.
And now Gordon Ryan murks some guy and gets 50 G's for jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's 25 years apart, but bear with me on this one, my friends.
Going with you.
The amount of work you have to do to become professional in MMA is immense. And there is a massive fan base supporting those very few people, right? But almost none of those people will be doing amateur MMA. Whereas if you look at the amount of professional or like people who are training full-time for jiu-jitsu, competing in worlds, competing for things, the amount of people who watch them, support them, pay money to support them, you know, whether it's downloading it or being at events, who also do it, it's night and day. People who watch those events are doing jiu-jitsu. They're practicing it. Their kids do it. They're living the jiu-jitsu lifestyle.
Yeah.
They're eating that acai, Joe. They're doing the burpees.
Yeah.
You know, like
I mean, jiu-jitsu lends itself to a lot more people being able to participate.
Yeah,
because it is, for sure, less hackers on a day-to-day level than MMA.
Yeah, I don't know. I think yes. I
mean, the elite are the elite in both, right? The elite, like elite MMA, elite BJJ, that's, you know, it's a lifetime of effort to be there.
Yes.
So then you're looking at like, well, stepping down from that, you're saying that jiu-jitsu has a huge amount more of participation.
Massive participation. And I believe that we
there
will
see...
There
are also a lot of... I mean,
but jiu-jitsu
considering,
fans are also MMA fans.
Yeah, that's right. Are you also considering taking into account all of the amateur MMA comps and all that sort of...
Yeah.
Because I don't watch any of those.
No, I know.
But there's a lot.
There's a lot more. You've got more like feeder groups like Alter, and there was like your Wimp to Warrior, which is just a derivative of that where you're an everyday person, you're a huge MMA fan, and you want to train for 12 or 16 weeks and get in the ring and have a clash.
Like King of the Cage and Hex and
No, but those are actually, they're amateur to professional paths.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you're a dad, you love the UFC, I train MMA. No, there's very few people who do that because it's such a dynamic beast. You've got to do striking and you've got to do grappling and you've got to do, you know, all the bullshit, right? It is so much more of a demanding thing. Whereas jiu-jitsu, whether you do it in the gi or you don't, show up, you do your class, you train. And if you're good and you keep chipping away, you stick at it and maybe you want to compete and you're like, oh, I might go to that
maybe
selection.
Maybe you're not good and you want to compete.
Yeah.
Like you totally can. Yeah, it's
anyway,
not a problem.
Yeah, you're not excluded.
Yeah.
And also the great thing, and this is why I believe jiu-jitsu will ultimately be the biggest thing in the world compared to MMA, you having a losing record in jiu-jitsu will not limit your prospects at competing.
Can you clarify when you say, so it'll be bigger than MMA, what do you
popularity.
Mean by bigger?
There will be schools that are dedicated to the ADC rule set. We've already seen it, ADCC rule set. Like that's basically what the B team is.
Yeah. But wait, you mean popularity in terms of like...
Watching it,
fan
participating
base or participating?
Bigger.
Both.
Like both.
All of it.
All.
More money?
10 years.
You think there'll be more money in there?
No. There'll be more money than there is now.
Because I just don't know if it can ever compete with with MMA.
Gordon Ryan's already made more money than most UFC fighters.
Yeah, but hear me out. I don't know
John Danaher's made more money than most UFC fighters.
Yeah, but I don't know if it can ever compete with MMA in terms of the...
The earning for the individual?
No, the earning for the organization because MMA is so fucking exciting. Seeing people get knocked out.
We don't know how much money the IBJJF has. It's owned by a private family.
No, we don't. And of course, like I don't, you know, we don't have it here. But I push back on that because I'm like, it's hard to. It's hard to surpass knockouts. People love watching.
I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true. I think there's a point at which knockouts are illegal and it's only reserved for robots. Like in the future, I don't think. Just because it's always been done this way doesn't mean it'll always be done that way. Like, I think that...
Yeah, I think using robots to support your points are valid argument as well.
Of course, I'm just going to bring in AI robots.
Bro, if we're talking 250 years from now, you and I aren't even here anymore. So how do you even know what's going to happen?
We're just a collection of brains fair point, in James towers Tomlinson. And cyborgs.
Good argument.
No, so think this. But already they are revising.
Pubs full of people that are there to watch knockouts.
Yeah, there's already people in pubs watching jiu-jitsu. Jiu-jitsu is being streamed on the UFC.
No, there is. No, it's not every pub in the city.
I didn't say every pub. I said you can watch jiu-jitsu in a pub. That was never possible before. You can do that now. It's on a UFC live stream. They'll do it. It's on Fight Pass. People are paying money to watch jiu-jitsu over the internet. That wasn't done before. Like the way it is now.
True, yeah.
Right? Look at the money that jiu-jitsu athletes can make now. Like Levi, he made $100,000 when he won the Spider Grand Prix. It was a couple of years ago, but that was a gi tournament in Korea.
It's true.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah.
Like, that's more money than Jose Aldo made in his first 8 fights in the UFC.
Yeah. Because Dana's better at doing business than
he is, and Spider. Sure. yeah. But also look at Mikey Musumeci. Look at ONE FC, how they have invested in grappling, right?
Absolutely.
It's way bigger than the UFC already because other fight organizations are including grappling on their cards. It's like when Dana used to be like, nah, women's fighting, we're not doing that. Ronda Rousey! Like, it's their people. Like, the game changes. Here's the game change. In 10 years, jiu-jitsu as a form of entertainment will be as big as the UFC. Why? Because those organizations will pay the competitors better. It's not happening this minute, but the elite of Brazilian jiu-jitsu are starting to make money. And that will start to filter down into leagues. We can see it in the IBJJF have like a Grand Prix, you know, Copa Podia. You're going to see this more and more. And it's not because I want it to be that way. This is the trend. Like, how many super fights are there, right? How many people are actually paying money to watch jiu-jitsu on the internet? Not one time. It's not like, oh, I just subscribed to Fight Pass. I also pay for Flow. I also pay for watching Who's Number One. And then, yeah, I also went and saw Subversion. Mm. You know, like, it's people are...
Local Australian comp.
Local Australian comp, but a good one. Shout out. A lot of people are investing.
Ash Williams and Fionn Davies at the next one.
Oh, yeah.
And fucking Gabriel Souza.
Yeah.
Big, actually.
Awesome.
Yeah, very cool.
Awesome. Props. Yeah, definitely. So here's the thing. Jiu-jitsu will be bigger than MMA, not just in following. I believe that the following for jiu-jitsu is already very big and is growing because the following for MMA is also the following for jiu-jitsu. There's a crossover there between the audiences. But this is what I wanted to say. Provided... if the IBJJF put as much money into their events as, say, Mojasim is putting into the ADCC, if they can make their events more spectacular and reward the athletes more, that will become a more entertaining medium. That it will become more of a thing. Super fights will be, you know, we'll see more of these kind of UFC-like events featuring just Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. People will pay to watch it. There'll be a bigger audience for it. It will become bigger than the UFC. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah, you've been saying it all episode.
Yeah, but I don't...
I mean, I totally respect the reasoning there. I don't see it exceeding that, but, I mean, I would love it to. That would be awesome.
When we think about the growth of jiu-jitsu, it hasn't slowed down. Even with COVID, which was kind of the black swan event of jiu-jitsu, it came back and jiu-jitsu's come back even harder. There's more gyms, there's more people doing it.
Yeah. I don't know what the stats are on MMA, but my assumption would be that its viewership, like for UFC, say, and for ONE, its viewership is increasing, that it's growing all the time because it's still very new in terms of it being like a mainstream sport. You know, there's countries where it's still illegal, right? Like cities where they've still not been able to host a UFC. So that kind of indicates, wow, it's really...
I don't think it stops there being like fans there, but yeah, like everyone's just watching it on the internet.
No, but it does to a point, right? It just means that it's not accepted generally as like a worldwide, like as a mainstream thing.
But jiu-jitsu is not illegal anywhere.
Like no, but hear my point before you come back at me, bro. Point is, it's on a growth trajectory as well. So yes, jiu-jitsu is on a growth trajectory. That's moving up, but so is MMA. And so... if MMA stagnated, if it was now at its potential and it was done, then I'd be like, yeah, jiu-jitsu is growing, I can see. But I just see them both zooming up. The example of, say, ONE FC and stuff and the incorporation of grappling events for those things, which I'm a huge fan of and I hope there's more of that. But I would also imagine that those events wouldn't work if it was just grappling. They have to have the Thai boxing bouts. They've got to have the MMA bouts. And they go, we'll put one or two grappling bouts into this card as well.
No, I think that's not true because that's what Who's Number One is. And they make money from that.
But Who's Number One is not making UFC money. They're not making one championship. Oh, they're not getting one championship viewer.
No, that's true. But that's just because it is what it is now doesn't mean that's what it will be in the future. I believe that the UFC does stagnate. There's a critical point there where they can't keep feeding it because there's not enough people to meet the demand. You see there's a rise and fall in there's times when divisions are stacked and you're like, oh, the lightweight category is so good. Welterweight is so good, right? They have these ebbs and flows of great gyms, great fighters, etc. It's true of jiu-jitsu as well. But the critical groundswell of people participating in jiu-jitsu is so great, I believe on sheer mass, you'll have more champions, more tournaments, more entertainment properties, more... Like, the UFC has... you know, made itself the dominant player, right? ONE FC is doing its thing to come through. But it's this thing. You might have seen it more recently. I think it was John Fitch was talking about the antitrust lawsuit against the UFC for creating a monopoly.
Right.
And the fighters trying to, like, you know, good luck with that. Like, if you haven't got the money and the lawyers, you're not going to go anywhere. It's pretty hard to compete with the UFC. But, yeah, that's what they've done. They try to create a monopoly and they try to make sure there's no competition. But with... BJJ, it's like if you can run a really good tournament and you can put on a fight night and you can get the people, you can do it. And I think where the UFC gets stopped is they don't have enough kids training MMA to ensure the next generation. Jiu-Jitsu has. It's got the Rotolos. It's got the Mika Galvans. You are going to put your five-year-old son in to Jiu-Jitsu. You're not going to put him in no-holds-barred Thai boxing match.
No.
Right. So... just by virtue of the way that jiu-jitsu can fit into your life and MMA cannot, I believe that MMA will hit a critical point of stagnation regardless and jiu-jitsu will surpass it.
Right, that's an interesting point. I do think that there'll always be people that want to go into that fire and do that thing, even though most people won't, especially if there's the money there and there's the big events.
Yeah, but I'm
like we've seen.
Not, there's not money there.
But we've seen even with like elite grapplers, right? That's like the next step for them. So there's obviously something there where the money in grappling, even for the Cade Ruotolos, is not like I believe the Ruotolo brothers are like fixing for an MMA debut at some point, right? Buchecha, Adolfo Vieira, like grapplers talk about. I'm getting ready for that. It's like the next stepping stone.
It's an older paradigm. I think that will change. I think we'll see that change. Now, you could say, well, current paradigm's still the same. Top-level grapplers still go to MMA. Sure. But if we look at the change has been, there's plenty of grapplers who just stay in grappling now. Why did Gordon Ryan not go to MMA? That makes perfect sense for him to go there with his clout and his ability to garner attention. He didn't do it because he would struggle there. Because he's just too valuable as a grappler. Because he can command that money. So... even though it is the few for now, the opinion I have changed is I didn't think that you could have a career as a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu professional athlete. I think we're going to see in the next 5 to 10 years that you will, and ultimately the UFC is going to top out and grappling will surpass it, whether it be gi or no gi. It's just putting it out there, and I'm sure there's plenty of people not going to agree with me here, but I mean just... look at the trends.
JT doesn't give a fuck what you think.
No, I don't. And it's because I've thought about this a lot. And if you thought about it as much as I did, you'd agree with me. Maybe not. But, you know, look around, people. Have a look at those events. I'm amazed at how much money jiu-jitsu athletes are getting paid.
They're
getting it's like Happy fucking Gilmore. You get a $10,000 check.
I don't know if it's that. Yeah, but
you get a $20,000 check.
Right, you just sacrificed all your knee ligaments. Here's $10,000. We'll see you in 18 months.
But that's any MMA fighter too. Like, people think you make the UFC, you make money. Your first contract, you're only getting about $5,000 a fight.
It's true.
You might get some money from Venom for your shorts, but you don't make money when you get to the UFC. You have to win 10 fights before you're starting to get that pay. I think it's easier to start getting the bigger check if you have a good social media and you're really good in jiu-jitsu. Like, of course, it takes you 10 years to get good at it.
Well, no, I definitely don't think that. I'll tell you why. I looked at, we were talking about like Instagram followership and different fighters. I was talking to Misa about this and about the amount of followers that certain athletes have. Ilya Topuria, I don't know what he had before winning the title, but he's at like multiple millions now. Volk is already at multiple millions. But you look at the top competitors of jiu-jitsu, they're not at a million yet. Michael Galvão and whatever, I don't know, maybe 600,000, maybe 60,000, I'm not sure. But there's a huge disparity in terms of followership
that
are competing.
That's just media attention, right?
It is, but I think that sponsorship deals, collaborations, advertising, I think that there's, I still don't think there's any comparison for grapplers to be making more money. If we're talking about
elite.
They already do. Grapplers.
The elite grapplers already make more money than the standard fighter.
No, but I'm saying elite versus elite.
Yeah, and I'm saying that, like, we can go to boxing, right? Boxers make way more money.
Let's keep it at MMA and grappling. Who's the elite in grappling that you think is making more money than the elite at MMA?
Well, I would say that per fight, no. But I would say, and it's probably because
yearly
MMA
income
fighters.
Then. Pardon? Like yearly income.
I would say that for a guy like Gordon Ryan would make a couple million bucks a year. Most elite MMA fighters don't make a couple million bucks a year. They don't.
Because they're
not doing tutorials.
Sure, that's one.
That's one guy, right? Craig Jones. Craig Jones is a millionaire off jiu-jitsu, right? Because he's an entertainer as much as he is anything else. That's his personality. Now, he doesn't have a million followers on Instagram. He's only got, I think, 100,000, a couple hundred thousand. But he really leverages it because there's plenty of MMA fighters out there, right, who are not good to social media. Same thing with jiu-jitsu, right? There's plenty of guys who are really good at jiu-jitsu but can't talk to save their lives.
Yeah.
And that's also because they don't have media training and there's not as much media on them as there is on the MMA fighters, and they are raised as entertainment properties. And if you're a good fighter, you realize you have to do that. And I think the good jiu-jitsu people realize that they have to do that. They have to talk that smack. They got to play that game. They got to do those things, right?
Yeah.
And it's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time. So you could say right now, en masse, the top 10 of MMA make more money than the top 10 of BJJ. And I would agree with you, right? I would agree with you on that. And I would say that will not be the case in 5 to 10 years. The top 10 of BJJ will make as much money as those fighters because Dana is not prepared to give that money. The organization is not prepared to give that money. And the jiu-jitsu organizations en masse will make more money and be prepared to give that money.
I'd love to see it.
We'd all love to see it, people.
I don't know if the grappling can overcome the
power of the knockout.
Excitement of the knockout. But, you know, yeah, I would hope that, you know, it'd be great if you were right.
Fingers crossed, folks. There it is.
Guys, when you're watching this video on YouTube
and
the date is 2029, you're going to call one of us a dickhead. And I want you just to make that very clear. Whoever was right, give the credit. Whoever was wrong is the dickhead.
I also believe that you may be watching this in 2024 and be saying, they are both dickheads.
Thanks, folks.
Peace.